type of soil. And so clay soil that we use here is not really that good for growing anything. Those two of the probably the main soils that we have. Brown loam and the this is our soil area. Brown loam and the red clay hills or whatever. This is the soil area, it's about all we find here.
Right.
The brown loam or the black soil is the richest.
If a man has a piece of land with some water on it and wants to put it to cultivation, you say he was doing what to it to get the water off?
Draining it.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that he dug to carry the water off, that would be
a ditch, drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm. What do people around here call a little bit of fresh water flowing along?
Creek.
And is there anything smaller than a creek?
It's just a little stream somewhere.
Anything bigger than a creek?
Yeah, a river.
Mm-hmm. Do the creeks and rivers around here have names?
Practically all of them, yes.
Could you give me a few of them?
The largest in this county, I believe it's still, is the Big Black River. The next largest would be the Yakanukani. And Zilpha Creek, Z-I-L-P-H-A, and Long Creek. There's a, I'd have to almost look, I can remember those four right offhand.
Okay, that's fine. What would you call a place in the land that's been cut out by flowing water until it's so maybe 10 feet deep, 10 feet across?
Well, we don't hardly have anything like that around it. The closest thing to it may be, 6 or 8 feet deep, but they just call it a ditch.
Ditch.
A big ditch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you have a name for a place in the land that's been eaten away by heavy rainfall?
Not right offhand, no.
Okay. What about the word gutter? Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah, but gully was just a little small ditch.
What about ravines? Well,
that's larger. Ravines and what gorges and things like that, but we don't have around here.
A small rise in the land, you would call that
a hill.
Okay, now that thing on the door that you turned open, that would be a
door knob.
Yeah. Do you ever hear people refer to a hill as a knob?
A knoll, maybe, I think.
A knoll,
yeah.
But not a
knob. Not a knob.
Mm-hmm. Something a great deal larger than a hill would be a...
A mountain, I suppose, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off sharply, that would be a...
What do you mean, cliff?
Mm-hmm. And the plural of that, you'd say several...
Cliffs.
Do you have a name for a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
A pass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The word I'm looking for pronunciation is different. So you might take the old gunfighters, every time they shot somebody, they were supposed to carve a what in the handle of their gun?
A notch.
Yeah, that would be it. Okay. A place where boats would stop and unload their freight, that would be a...
Dock.
Okay. And a place in the mountains where water falls a good distance.
A waterfall's a good distance. Can't think of anything but a waterfall.
Sure. Okay. Would you say that rather than simply falls? A fall?
No, probably would just say falls.
Falls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the road system in McCalla County? What would you say the surface of most of them consists of? What kind of roads do you have?
Now probably half of them are paved. Talla County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, inside Kosciuszko, city limits, I think all the streets are paved in town.